It's 2:08. Usually we have television with Scott Ellis for Harvey Norman, Carpet Timber Hybrid Rugs, amazing flooring options now at Harvey Norman. Just repeating, before the news, we heard reports of three Mica ambulances arriving at Parkville Youth Justice Centre. Ambulance Victoria have confirmed that they're attending the scene to assess a patient. Traffic news, has been a two-car collision on the Ring Road Altona bound at the Sunshine exit. The exit lane is blocked. Whatever you see, tell me, tell Melbourne, 96 900 693 or 13 13 32. Nothing can ruin a great day with a family more than a child, maybe a grandchild, niece, nephew, leaving behind a much-loved toy. Now, approximately 1.48 million kids' toys are lost at venues. What a number. 1.48 million lost at venues annually across Australia. And one man has got his cape on. He's trying to get them all back to their rightful owners. Luke Cubis is Managing Director and Founder of It's Found. Luke, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Did personal experience lead to this?
Yes, to a degree. Yes, it was one of the factors.
Where did the idea begin? How long has it been in the making?
Oh, the idea began with someone that we knew that worked for a particular shopping centre chain, and they were looking for a solution, and they'd worked in some hotel chains. And lost properties, for your listeners, is quite a big deal for large organisations like universities, hotel shopping centres, airports. But if you haven't worked in that space, you might not realise the volume they get. But, for example, Sydney Airport auctioned their unclaimed items for 1 year and got $250,000 worth of money from the second-hand item. So it's quite a big area. And so what we did was our company created software that helps them manage that department easier.
Speaking of shops, just hold on there, Luke. We'll be back with you shortly. Tell me, tell Melbourne. Peter, what's happening?
Yes, Dennis, how are you? Good afternoon to you.
Where are you?
I'm at Kmart East Burwood. There's been an evacuation here.
So what, all staff and customers are out of...
All staff and customers out of the centre. We have the car park.
And do we know why?
I think that there's a fire truck in front there just arrived. No, we don't know why. No, we don't.
But as a precaution, everyone has been evacuated. We'll keep in touch. We'll see what we can find out about that. Thank you for letting us know, Peter. 96900 693. Luke, when things are lost or left behind at airports, I would imagine most people don't expect to get them back.
Yeah, look, that's the case. A lot of people really are surprised when they do get it back. But yeah, we hear stories of people all the time that just never bother chasing it up. But which is unfortunate because a lot of places really are putting in good systems into place now. So there is a chance that it will get handed in. In fact, 3/4 of items that get handed in at venues are handed in by members of the public. So you don't have to think, oh, well, one of the staff wouldn't have found it. It was just on the ground, someone's probably collected. It might not be the case because Australians are generally pretty good for handing things in.
You're giving me hope that I could get my garage clicker that I left on a train. It fell out of my pocket about 6 months ago. I might get it back.
Well, possibly. It depends who's picked it up. But, look, there's a chance, yeah.
So what do people do? You've got this it's an app, It's Found?
Yeah, it's an app. It's a web app. So organisations use it as their internal software to store all the reports. So if you ring up about your garage clicker and log the report, they'd store that in the system, and then all the found items they get, they also record those and barcode them and all sorts of things, and just to make their life a bit easier and faster. Given the volume for a lot of these organisations and the amount of things that get lost in Australia, it just helps them. For the staff that are dealing with it all day, every day, it just helps save them a lot of time.
So if someone finds something, do they need to take a photo of it and just go to the app?
Well, it's generally something that the organisations use back of house for their own purposes. So if they went to the concierge, for example, the concierge would be using it on their computer, but the customers might not necessarily see that. So generally, it depends on the process of the venue, but often they'd just say, look, can you hand it in to a member of staff or to the lost property office, and then they'll make best efforts to hand it in. And something that some of your listeners might be unaware of is that if you do find something, you do actually have a legal requirement to hand it in. There was a guy in Perth recently found $200 and picked it up and put it in his pocket at one of the casinos there. And a couple of hours later, he was arrested and charged, and then he had to pay court costs and a fine. And because the law actually says you have to do everything possible to find the owner, so keeping it and putting it in your pocket could actually find yourself in trouble.
Had he already spent it, or did he make out then that he was going to help out and going to return it?
Yes, well, he hadn't spent it and said he just had it in his pocket, and From what I understand, he did have to hand that part back in as well as pay the fine, but just the fact that he didn't make every attempt to get it back to the rightful owner was enough in this instance.
So are we talking mostly about things relating to kids here, like toys, like perhaps iPads, screens?
Well, there are a lot of kids' toys lost. So you mentioned the figure of $1.48 million. That's an estimate across all public venues, and there's almost 200,000 of them in Australia if you're looking at hotels, shopping centres, clubs, schools, and all that kind of thing. So you can imagine kids are losing things very regularly, a lot of their toys and cards and things they play with, even blankies for young kids. So there is a requirement to hand those elements in, but other things as well, like jewellery or sunglasses or whatever else people might find, there is an onus to do what you can to find the owner or give it to the people most likely, which in most cases is the venue itself.
Great to chat with you. People can find out more at itsfound.com.au, itsfound.com.au. Luke Cubis, thank you for being on the program and good work.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank
Managing you. Director and founder of It's Found, itsfound.com.au. What have you lost?